I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on this 14th day of March. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Let's start on the East Coast, Don, where they're experiencing nor'easter, and it's a pretty good-sized one and really kind of late in the season. What do we know?
Yeah, it's textbook nor'easter, and we have seen early March storms go up the East Coast, early to mid-March storms before. They just don't happen very frequently this time of year. Inland is where they're really getting socked, although you probably hear news reports that New York City hasn't received much or as much snow as expected. You don't go very far inland, and at the time of this broadcast, we'll probably have areas pushing or exceeding 18 inches already in portions of New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and portions of eastern Pennsylvania.
That is a lot of snow. Will it stick around for very long there?
It will. Because on the back side of this is some very cold air, and it's going to pour into the Midwest and Corn Belt as well. We're going to be looking at temperatures going far below normal as we get into tonight and the next couple of nights. Then over the weekend, a clipper system coming out of the Great Lakes may spread more snow into the Northeast over the weekend. Not as big of a storm, but enough to keep them in a very wintry pattern.
Winter wheat areas have been in need of moisture. Are they getting some?
They're not. However, there is a pattern change coming next week and into the end of the month and into early April that is favoring those winter wheat areas to pick up some precipitation. However, it's probably a good week away before that gets started. So in the short term, they're still going to be suffering some really mild and dry weather there.
A few weeks ago, we were talking about all the rainfall in California, the problems that it was creating. They had been in drought for 5 years. Where do they stand today?
Well, there is not one area of California that's in a severe drought category right now. There are still areas in Southern California that are at certain drought levels, but they're on the low end of the scale. Now, they've hit a dry patch. However, starting next week and into early April, California is going to get back into the storm track, and they're going to see more precipitation coming. So they're catching a break, but the rain season for them is not over.
In South America, Brazil in particular, they're at the tail end of the harvest season for first crop, planting second crop, the beginning of that. What are conditions like, for instance, in Mato Grosso?
Those areas, looking at a pretty decent pattern in terms of temperatures near average and precipitation, that's looking pretty good. Brazil is an area that has had a little bit more of a stable pattern, not so many ups and downs as compared to Argentina. So going into their second season, looking good.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, inviting you tonight to join me at the Champaign County Farm Bureau building. That's the U of I Extension building, too. It's out on the west side of Champaign, easy to find. And we'll have one of our Will Ag panels there, including these folks, Pete Manhart, Bill Mayer, and Merrill Crowley. Starts at 6:30. Drop by and join us if you can. Again, that's tonight at 6:30, sponsored by the Champaign County Farm Bureau, along with University of Illinois Extension at the County Farm Bureau building right here in Champaign, Illinois. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You have a great afternoon.